T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:47, 13 before 7. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. Glad you're with us on this midpoint of September, Tuesday, September 15th. We here in the area feel better about, in the New Orleans area at least, about Sally. Not the case in Mississippi. We're joined now by Brian Adam, Emergency Management Director for Hancock County. Good morning, sir, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tommy, for having me.
Tell me what your biggest concern is now, I guess, as of the latest advisory at 4 o'clock, and if, well, let's just start with biggest concern right now as of the latest advisory, and we'll go from there.
Okay, right now we're having, our biggest concern at this point is flooded streets. We have a lot of areas that are inaccessible off our main areas on Highway 603. Most of our low-lying areas that we have issues with are flooded. And inaccessible. So that's one of the main concerns at this time.
As of right now, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Is that due to rain or some kind of storm surge?
No, storm surge.
Okay. And do you have any way of measuring that? So, like, what kind of, how many feet of storm surge you've had so far, and do you know how many you're expecting?
Right now, we're looking at mean high, we're looking at 2.99, according to our gauge. That's not official from the National Weather Service, but the tide gauge we have is 2.99 above ground.
Nobody that has been here for a while knows that, or anybody that has been here for a while, I should say, knows that the last thing in the world you want is a storm off the coast moving at 2 miles an hour. In terms of the Weather Bureau, is and what you're hearing from National Hurricane Center and things that you're worried about, where does time play a part in all of that, Brian, in terms of the worst thing that could happen, I guess, if it just sits there and keeps spinning, et cetera?
Yeah, Tom, we very worried, you know, about that, because you know, the longer it sits out there and spins, and if it continues to move west-northwest and until it turns, that puts, you know, the Mississippi Gulf Coast in a little more danger. And we're all concerned about that, because the more it sits, then you get heavier rains and the tide stays in. And, you know, and our areas continue to stay flooded for a period of time.
What about I guess emergency response, evacuations, et cetera. Do you have people that are in harm's way right now? Are you concerned about that? Were mandatory evacuations ordered?
Yeah, yes, we had a mandatory evacuation of all our low-lying areas, people living in creeks, bayous, and inlets. We have not had any issues this morning with having to rescue anybody. The majority of the people in those areas are very familiar with the flooding, and as far as I know, most of them have gotten out, but we haven't had no issues today with that.
So in terms of Southern Hancock County, is everything pretty well shut down?
Yes, all our schools, our county and city offices are closed today, and you know, only essential personnel are working.
And just, I guess, to be clear, would we define Southern Hancock County as beneath or south of I-10 or south of 90?
South of I-10. Most, but it's south of I-10. Most of it, we have do have one subdivision, Jordan River Shores, that's north of I-10 that sits on the Jordan River, that we have issues, are having issues with some street flooding also.
Again, to recap, how bad do you expect this to get, or does it all depend on the timing of it?
It just depends on the timing, when it turns, makes a turn as they forecasting it to go northeast, you know, that's all dependent. We're preparing for the worst, and, you know, we could see, according to the National Weather Service, 6 feet or more of storm surge, and that's what we're preparing for.
And what message, before we let you go, would you like to stress to everybody that's listening in Hancock County?
Stay out of those flooded areas. I know you want to get back home, but stay out of it. You know, let the water go down. We don't want people to get in harm's way trying to get back in areas that are flooded.
In terms of the path, if it goes in where they think it's going to, does that mean on the west side of it, it's going to push the water out very quickly, or am I making that up?
No, it should. I mean, it's going to take a little while, Tommy, because it's been pushing in. But, yes, when it starts taking off to the east, it should start drawing the water out. You're correct.
I will thank you. Anything you need, we're right here for you, Brian. God bless y'all, man. We're not wishing anything on y'all, believe me. Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Brian Adam, Emergency Management Director for Hancock County. And again, you feel bad. You don't want to wish anything on anybody else, but the water comes in here, and we learned that during Katrina with the levee failure. It's got to be pumped out. It doesn't just go out. Let's take a look at traffic now. 6:53, 7 before 7, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.